It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been studying this for quite some time now, and we're going to get right back into it. We're at the third chapter, the letter to Sardis. And let's go ahead and get right into the study. We'll probably be quite a while in this study, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's go ahead and get right into our study here. To Sardis, the angel of the church in Sardis, write this. Now, the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this: I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Now, I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die. For I have not found your works complete in my sight of my God. In the sight of my God. Remember then how you accepted and heard. Keep it and repent. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will never know what hour I will come upon you. However, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me dressed in white because they are worthy. How can they be worthy? By the blood of Jesus Christ. The victor will always be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears to hear what the Spirit has says to the church, to the churches. Now, this seven spirits of God, see, we're going to... The sevenfold anointing in the Holy Spirit in the book of Isaiah chapter 11. And that's where that's found. You can take a look at it. The seven spirits of God, the seven stars, this relates to specifically to Sardis, because Sardis, Acropolis, the highest fortified part of a Greek city, a most impressive thing about a city, the city was it was located on the spur of a mountain. At night, the vista of stars from the lofty place would have been impressive. And the you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. You have a good reputation. You know, there's a lot of churches and a lot of people have a good reputation. But there's a lot of people that are also dead. And this relates to Sardis. Another thing Sardis was known for was its necropolis. Another containing over 100 burial mounds. The church there was as dead as the people buried in that city's cemeteries. Now, in 3:2, it says, be watchful. Both Cyrus the Great and Antiochus the Great were able to invade Sardis because it had failed to keep significant guard and on watch. Are the Christians of the city are they going to repeat this folly of their ancestors, resting in blissful sleep as the enemy approaches? And 3, verse 3 says, like a thief. St. Paul had written 40 years earlier in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Going to come like a thief in the night. And in 5:4, but you, brothers, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. Ephesians 5:14 contains an ancient Christian hymnic version of Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Awake, O thou sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The Christians at Sardis are urged to learn the lesson of history and of Scripture and maintain a perpetual vigil. Now, verses 4. Now, a few who have not soiled their garments, they will walk with me dressed in white. This refers to their baptismal garment or a white robe symbolizing purity, which was put on each person as they came up out of the baptismal waters. Those who kept themselves free of sin will inherit eternal life, symbolized by a dress in white. Now, the white garments, the Book of Life, also mentioned here. Ancient Persian cities had tax rolls. And to be recorded therein meant citizenship in the city was a Book of Life, and is the citizenship roll book of heavenly Jerusalem. There is a roll or record of each and every one of us. And that record is recorded by God. Met citizenship in the city, and there's a citizenship role in heaven, the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. I will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and his angels. Compare this with Luke 12 and verse 8. I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others and the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. And there's also, I'll not blot his name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. The sleepy self-satisfaction is one of the most dangerous enemies, actually, of the church. Does not announce itself loudly, nor does it have its vocal champions who campaign vigorously for it. When the church has lived in a society such as the United States, where over 200 years of constitutional law have guaranteed its freedom, but its freedom is quickly passing away, actually. There's a lot of things displacing the freedom of religion. One of them is Islamic people control. Islam, the religion of Islam, wants to come in and displace Christianity. And if you don't see it, you're not looking. It's a high risk of contracting complacency and allowing these different religions to come in and control. There are enough causes for the church to champion without manufacturing them. You know, there's a lot of different things. In other words, the cure for complacency is not stirring up controversy where none is called for, but rather to be clear on our mission in the first place. Now, as we get into the letter of Philadelphia, to Philadelphia, the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, the Holy One, but the true, who holds the key of David, who opens and no one shall close, who closes and no one shall open, says this, I know your works. I know your works. Behold, I have left an open door before you, which no one can close. You have limited strength, and yet you have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the assembly of Satan, who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying, behold, I will make them come and fall prostrate at your feet, and they will realize that I love you, because you have kept my message of endurance. I will keep you safe in the time of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. Did you hear that? There is a trial, a test, coming on all the inhabitants of the earth to try the faith of each and every believer. Do you believe this? It's coming. It's coming, folks. Hold fast to what you have so that no man can take your crown. You've kept the message of my endurance, and I'll keep you safe in the time of trial that's going to come. Now listen to this, to the whole world, to test the inhabitants of the earth. This is Jesus speaking. This is not me. This is the Lord Christ is speaking this. Hold fast to what you have so that no one may take your crown. The victor I will make a pillar into a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never leave it again. On him I will inscribe the name of my God. Can you imagine? The name of my God. On him I will inscribe the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem which comes down from heaven, from my God, as well as my new name. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's very important. Now, this says a lot in just a short few verses to this letter to the Philadelphia is very, very important. Hold fast first to what you have. If you don't have anything, I guess you don't need to hold fast. But if you have something, a first love, a first faith, something, an energy, a power of God, hold fast to it, because I'll tell you what, there's an enemy that goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom you must resist steadfast in the faith. Because this enemy wants to steal your faith. He wants to steal your faith. Now, the Philadelphians, they were not as bad as some of the others. He even said, I know your works. I've left an open door before you. You have limited strength, but you do have some strength. You've kept my word and have not denied my name. I'll make those of the assembly of Satan to fall down prostrate before you. That is one statement that you want to realize and you want to keep in your mind. They'll fall down prostrate before you. Those that are openly worshiping Satan, such as the Islamics, they'll fall prostrate. They'll end up falling prostrate before you. They will realize that I love you. Because you have kept my message of endurance, I will keep you safe at the time of trial that is going to come upon the whole earth to test the inhabitants. I'm coming quickly. I'm coming quickly. So realize this. I'm coming quickly. This is what he said. Hold fast. So that nobody takes your crown, steals your faith. Don't let the devil put on the whole armor of God, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Before it's over with, you're going to need the armor of God. Put on the whole full armor, loins girt about with truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, All of it. You're going to need it. You're going to need it, folks. If you don't think you're going to need it, and you're in complacency, you may just fall asleep and be sucked up with it. Did you hear that? You're going to need that armor of God. You're going to need God to help you and to go with you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let each and every one of us be born again right now. Come into our hearts and lives. Forgive us, cleanse us with the blood, and allow us to know when we're being complacent, when we're holding fast. Let us hold fast to that which God has given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave a message. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, please. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.